Still got the pass off there for a great opportunity.
And Crush have it, and they dump it out to neutralize. Whitehead's giving chase. And the River Kings looking to set up an offensive rush right now. Hill's got it now. He gets it all the way up to McNeish. Touch up and then all the way down around behind the Crush net. River Kings looking to hold the zone but unable to. And now the Crush have it coming up through neutral ice. Got a little bit of the numbers. Blocked high into the netting. And we have a stoppage of play with 12:47 left in the period. Things have slowed. The shots have slowed down a little bit, but there's been good end-to-end action here. Face-off coming up to the stick side of Ayling. Quick shot, sticked into the corner by Ayling. And the puck comes around. Crush have it there, dumped it around behind the net. McNeish is going to take it there, and he tries to rim it around, but held in at the point. Upton's trying to poke it out, and the River Kings do get it out to neutral ice. Crush have it now, they get it. Bonin's trying to dump it down in, but the Crush take him off the puck, and Schaus has got it now, and he gets it to Gruda. And McNeish trying to fight for it at neutral ice, kind of lost the puck, and the Crush come away with it and dump it down into the near corner. Coming up on 12 minutes left in the period. River Kings and Crush fighting for the puck. Crush are content to just dump it down in. And the River Kings collect it there, looking for a centering pass. Get out the neutral ice, and the Crush take it away and come back in. Shot, just blockered off to the up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 11:48 left in the period. All tied up at one. Both sides changing up lines here. The faceoff will be coming up here to the glove side of Jude Ayling, goalie for the River Kings. Zalen's in the circle for the Crush. Wilharm wins the faceoff for the River Kings, and the River Kings are looking to clear the zone. They're unable to. The Crush have the puck and looking to make a centering pass, and they do, but nobody was there. Now the puck goes down behind the net and bounces out in front. Puck is loose, and the whistle by the official lost sight of the puck, and the net came off the moorings, so we have a stoppage of play with 11:28 left in the second period.
Yeah, great job by Jude there holding that post.
Yeah, that puck had a funny bounce off the wall, came out and tried to come back out in front of the net, and he was able to keep it off to the side. Faceoff won by the Crush, dumped in down behind the net by the Crush. Whitehead's fighting hard, gets pinned against the boards, and the Crush are able to hold the zone. Hill's looking to come away with it now for the River Kings. He gets dumped to the ice. Puck's underneath him, and they're going to stop play.
WIRI Nakusa.
Face-off here is going to come up to the glove side of Jude Ayling. And they're getting their line set here. And the Crush come away with the puck. Shot.
Ooh, quick shot on.
Yeah.
Ayling almost didn't see it.
Yeah, there was some traffic in front, but the River Kings are able to come away, and they've got a chance to get up. Wilharm's got it, looking for a centering pass. He's able to get it across, but couldn't. Texmo couldn't get a stick on it, but the River Kings Hill holds the point and gets it around. Another centering pass intercepted by the Crush and coming out of the zone. And they dump it down in. Dump and chase. Here we go. And fighting for the puck. Tudich is going to come away with it for the River Kings. Fighting through a check. And Wilharm's got it now. He's got Texmo with him. Kind of misses on the pass, and the Crush take the puck away and dump it down in. Beauchamp's going to give chase in the corner for the River Kings. Long pass.
Icing.
And missed everybody, and we have an icing call with 10:20 left in the period. Still tied at one. We'll have a faceoff coming back here in the River Kings defensive zone. And it looks like they're going to go glove side of Ayling. Cucky for the Crush, and Wilharm for the
quick
River
shot
Kings.
Up top.
Yeah, right to the top of the slot and ripped a shot and blockered to the
great
corner.
Save.
And fighting behind the net. Now the Crush come away with it. And it's up against the side of the net. And back down into the corner. Now Tadic has it. And clears for the River Kings. And just going to dump it all the way back down in. Rim it around. Texmo gives chase. Lets it go to Chalice at the point. Back down to Texmo behind the net. And then Wilhelm's got it back to Texmo. Looks for a centering pass. Oh, bounces a bad bounce off the boards. And it chips past Beauchamp. He's unable to hold the zone. River Kings collect it back down behind the net. Beauchamp's got it now. Another long ice pass intercepted by the Crush. And they collect it at neutral ice and dump it down in. Ayling stops the puck for Beauchamp. Beauchamp dumps it back to Schaus. He gets it up to Lecomte. Long ice pass.
Great to pass Cooper. To Cooper.
And he's looking for help, and he tries to get some. Semi's got it, and he's dumps it in for a centering pass, but the Crush are able to intercept that there, and Whitehead gets it at neutral ice for the River Kings. Bouncing puck now, the Crush have that. Semi takes that point away, intercepts the pass.
Coming in
looking
with speed.
At the top of the slot. Looks
goal!
For
there it goal! Is. David Demme!
All right. That was actually the perfect spot. It was
nice,
right,
quick shot.
I'm glad you said that because it was right behind the camera. My line of sight, I'm looking at the camera here, and I couldn't see the net.
Yeah, it wasn't a hard shot. It was just nice and quick down low. You know, I've been telling the boys, shoot low glove, low blocker, it's going in, and that's exactly what Devi did there.
Well, that's beautiful. Get that goal. River Kings now are up 2-1. With 8:56 left in the period, face off at neutral ice, fighting for it at neutral ice. The Crush come away with it and come into the zone and taken away by Bagnoli for the River Kings. He gets it to Breisland coming in on the zone. Bouncing puck. Goalie looked like he had a little problems with that one. It almost went past him,
great,
but it was
shot
wide
by Breisland. He changed the angle there, and the goal, it took the goalie's eyes off of it.
Yep. Crush have it in their defensive tone, trying to rim it around. Breisland now gets it to the slot, but the Crush intercept it there and bring it across through neutral ice. And the River Kings take it off the puck, but the Crush dump it down into the corner, and the River Kings collect it there and are coming out of the zone. They intercepted. Turnover right at the top. Conker's got it for the Crush. And he gets a centering pass. Puck loose. Looking for it. He's got it. Good save by Ayling.
Good save by Ayling. Looked like it was just bouncing around. They couldn't settle it down there to get it cleared.
The Crush player just, the puck settled down nice for him right in the slot. He just turned around and let a one-timer go. And Ayling had him stonewalled. So we stay River Kings 2, Crush 1 with 8:01 left in the period. Faceoff here is going to come up to the stick side of Ayling. Shots are even at 18. And the faceoff won by the Crush. Looking for a centering pass all by himself in front. Day, their leading scorer.
Great saves by Jude Ayling. Lots of traffic and activity in front of the net.
Yeah, Day, their leading scorer, was all by himself, like 5 feet out in front of Ayling. Almost too close. Because if Ayling can seal up all the holes, but.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting a change out here. Got to make sure protecting the house.
Yep, 7:51 left in the period. River Kings 2. Defensive zone faceoff coming up for the River Kings. One by Kazel. And one shot glove saved by Ayling. He's a stonewall right now. They've had some really good shots all by themselves within basically the face-off circles. So face-off, here it is, glove side again with 7:46 left in the period. River Kings 2, Crush 1, waiting to drop the puck when everybody gets settled up here. And now the River Kings are unable to clear. Shot deflected by Wilhelm down into the corner. They let one go, sticked into the corner by Ayling, fighting for it. Now River Kings come away with it and are able to clear it out to neutral ice.
Yeah, Xander Wilhelm usually on the D side, but he's looking great up in front now.
So the River Kings have it at neutral ice now. Tadic gets it over to Wilhelm, and the puck, I thought they were going to whistle offside there, but now Texmo is giving chase down in the corner. And Wilhelm is unable to hold his own. The Crush have a one all alone. Dave's one, coming two. In looking for the shot. Save.
Great save.
Rebound.
Ailing.
And
a great clear as well.
Charles did a good job. I don't want to say interfering because that's a penalty. Crush have it again coming in on that shot. Settles down. Puck comes out
battle
to the
going
neutral
on
ice.
Down low.
And the Crush circle it back around the net and looking to hold the zone. River Kings get it out and they're able to clear. So they're River Kings are trying to change up here. Crush try
so
a long
off.
Pass. They waved off the penalty.
Lost
the Crush player lost his edge and the River Kings are able to. Tudich has got a chance here. He can, just got beat to the puck by the Crush player and the Crush are looking for the puck and Tudich has got it. He circles it around behind the net looking for a centering pass, unable to get one. McNeish comes away with the puck, but then the Crush are able to get it up and River Kings hold the zone, but now cleared. And the River Kings dump it right back down in. Denti giving chase for the River Kings. River Kings hold the zone, and then the Crush are able to chip it out to neutral ice. Whitehead giving chase for the River Kings, going back, circling around, off the boards, gets it to neutral ice, and the Crush collect it in front of their net and dump it all the way back down. Puck coming in right on goal, and Ailing's just going to cover that up as Hentz was coming in and breathing down his neck and looking for a rebound. 5:33 left in the period. River Kings 2, Crush 1. But the Crush have had the last five shots on goal. It was 18-18 with the shots, and it's now 18 for the River Kings, 23 for the Crush.
Yeah, Crush has been doing a great job holding the puck down in their own zone here.
They have it at the point now. They dump it down into the corner looking for a centering pass. They get one right across the blue paint, and nobody there. Out to the point, Woods got it, deflected high into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with five.
Great stick by Danny Upton.
15 left in the period. Yeah, if you're going to deflect it, you know, if you can deflect it and not keep it from coming through traffic, that's one of the things Luke had said, that the glass is short here, so that's an adjustment. Faceoff here. One by the Crush, unable to hold his own, and now Semmy's got
speed.
It. He's got two on one potential there. Comes across, tries to go short side, but unable to get the puck on net. Chouse lets
great
one
shot,
rip.
Shot, quick, nice save.
Yep, good save. Lecomte was breathing for a rebound, but none was there to be had with 4:59 left in the period. Faceoff will come up here in the River Kings offensive zone. Semi's in the faceoff circle for the River Kings. Wins that back to Schaus at the point. He chips it down into the corner. Crush collect it there and are able to get it out to neutral ice. And Beauchamp's got it.
Big collision center ice.
Pot. And Semi's got it now. Comes across, moving cross ice and across the top of the slot. Puck takes a funny bounce and the River Kings are unable to hold. Potential break here for the Crush. He's coming in. Oh, tries a fancy centering pass and didn't have anybody. He had somebody in front of him. Now we've got.
Looks like we got calls.
We got a.
He didn't even see the trip in the middle.
Stoppage of play. There were players tied up back and right in front of Jude Ailing, and the play was going on through neutral ice.
It's just more talk about what they're eating later.
Yeah.
Going out to get dinner.
Well, I'll tell you what, I made a venison tenderloin before I came here tonight and fed my family, so we're all fat and happy.
There we go. Looks like they might call it just on us here, just on the River Kings.
They're opening both boxes. Chouse is in there for the River Kings right now. And
yeah, it looks like taking both.
White for the Crush. So 4:28 left in the second period. River Kings 2, Crush 1. And we'll see where we're going to have a face-off here. If it's They're explaining things to the captains and trying to explain everything, get everybody happy, and figure out where they're going to do the face-offs. Because there was the puck was actually, when they stopped play, the puck was actually in the River Kings offensive zone. But the penalties occurred in the River Kings defensive zone, so they got to figure that all out, and they're explaining to the Crush coach. He doesn't look real happy. You know, he's not real happy. He's kind of yelling at the official right now, so. So where are you from, James?
I'm from, it's about an hour south from Chicago, Illinois. It's Plainfield, Illinois.
Okay.
Was born in Florida, moved when I was 2 months old, and grew up in Illinois. You know, it's very similar to Wisconsin Rapids. Nothing too different. But yeah, I was fortunate enough to grow up in the suburbs, and great school to go to. Lots of activity around, and playing at the local rinks in Bolingbrook and Naperville.
Okay. And plenty of opportunities, lots of indoor rinks and stuff like that. I grew up in a small town in central Wisconsin, or in southern Wisconsin, and a block and a half from my house, they flooded the parking lot for the baseball diamond. That was our hockey rink.
Wow, so, yeah, there you go. Yeah, we skated on the retention pond. You know, it's right behind all the houses, and that's where I learned to skate. So, you know, that's usually how you start out, just messing around, but fell in love with hockey and been playing ever since.
All right, so it looks like they figured out they're going to have the face-off here in the River Kings offensive zone to the stick side of Sundhall. Recap here, looks like they've only got the 2 minutes for the penalty. River Kings have five players out there, but we have a player in the penalty box, but they've only got a 2 minute minor up there. River Kings have a power play here. So the River Kings win the faceoff. Tutich loses an edge. He's got the puck down in the corner. He gets back up, still has the puck, looking for a centering pass. Got one. Oh, wow. That
great save.
Goalie didn't see it. It just bounced off his pad. Shot wide. And the River Kings looking to hold the zone. Puck pops up in the air, and it's chipped out of the zone by the Crush and into the River Kings bench. And we have a stoppage of play with 4:04.
Yeah, we can see why the Crush coach was upset there. I thought maybe it'd just be a call both ways, but gave us the River Kings the power play.
Chicago penalty to number 11, Peter White. 2 minute minor for Ruffin. 2 minute minor Ruffin to Chicago number 11.
So play goes on here. The River Kings now have the puck. Hales got it out at neutral ice. Puck got rimmed around and out of the zone. Tutich has it. He gets knocked down. Gets it back to Hill. And River Kings set up behind their net and look to get up a rush here. He gets it up to Lecomte coming through neutral ice. With a burst of speed, looking to drop pass to Tutich. He's got it at the point. Gets it across the hill. Looking for a shot. Goal!
That might have been tipped by Joel Teximo. It's a nice low shot on net.
So we'll get a shot. Look at the replay here, hopefully. Then I remember to do that. So puck comes out to Tutich. He puts it across to Hill. Hill gets it on net. And it does look like a deflection. Yeah, it looks like a tip by Teximo.
Yeah, that's the difference from yesterday and today. The River Kings are just getting those guys in front of the net to screen and tip shots.
So two-goal lead now for the River Kings. 3:33 left in the period. That's a power play goal for the River Kings. River Kings 3, Crush 1. And we'll have the face-off here at neutral ice, and the officials are having a discussion. They're talking about something down here, so we have a little bit of a stoppage of play. Chaus is still in the penalty box.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they called on there.
2 minutes for roughing, but I don't know why the River Kings were on a power play. Because they were both in there. They never put the penalty up on the board.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's the makeup for the too many men on the ice before, that when they had five guys out on the ice and they were only supposed to have four. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the crush player must have started it, and that's why he gave up the River Kings the power play.
But I'm looking at the penalty. Now they're putting the crush player back in the penalty box. And we're skating even strength, 5-on-5. According to the guys that are out there, they're still talking.
Crush coach is very upset.
Yeah, they're having a heated discussion down here, and I'm going to see what's going on here. We're dragging this out a little bit. Now, and recap here now with what's going on. They're talking to the crush penalty box. 3:33 left in the second period. River Kings 3, Crush 1.
And yeah, both coaches are a little confused. It looks like they're clearing it up. We might be a bit confused up here as well, but
and we don't get the benefit of having any kind of a input within the rink, so we just kind of have to listen to the rink announcer and figure out what's going on. But end of the day, the score that matters is River Kings 3, Crush 1, and we're going to get back to playing hockey here. Face-off won by the Crush at neutral ice, and then the River Kings Beauchamp has the puck, and he gets it across to Whitehead. And back to Beauchamp. And River Kings chip it into the zone, right back out to neutral ice, and the Crush have it there. And Whitehead does a good job taking it off the stick. Beauchamp gets it, and he rims it around to Bryceland. And then right at the point, the puck comes loose, and a one-timer goes deflected high and into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 3:08 left in the period.
Yeah, it's almost the opposite of last night. The River Kings had more shots, less goals, and the Crush had more goals, less shots, but it's the opposite.
As a homer, I'll take this one. I'll take the more goals and less shots any day.
Oh, yeah.
Whitehead's got the puck behind the net. He chips it off the glass, and it tips up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 3:03 left in the second period.
Yeah, it looks like for a Sunday night, got a pretty good crowd here. I think school's off tomorrow, maybe some work off tomorrow as well.
Rapids is off. My wife has an in-service. She teaches in the district, but the kids don't have school. River Kings have the puck, chipped it up to neutral ice, intercepted by the Crush. Bouncing puck, and Ayling does a good job just steering that one calmly down into the corner. That's one of those that takes
nifty
a funny
move
bounce.
By Whitehead down low.
Yep. Okay, River Kings breaking out through. Schweitzer's got it coming through neutral ice with a head of steam coming down through. Tries to skate in front of the net. Loose puck. Oh, and he gets a backhand. Almost
Schweitzer
sneaks it
with great
past.
Effort there.
He almost snuck that pass.
What a big save.
Good save by Sundahl with that pad to stay with that one. Puck loose in front of the
more
net.
More action in front. Looks and like they're getting a penalty. It might be called both ways.
No, high stick and cross check. High
yeah,
stick
it looks like
for
they're calling
the crush
them both ways.
And a cross check for Schweitzer.
They were both getting into it there.
High stick for the Crush. And cross check for Schweitzer for the River Kings. 2:18 left in the period. River Kings 3, Crush 1. And they match up the penalties, so I think they're going to bring the faceoff out here to neutral ice. Potentially, or so explaining to the benches what's going on. So we're going to play 4-on-4 here with 2:18. So almost the rest of the second period here is going to be 4-on-4. River Kings collect the puck. Wilhelm giving chase at neutral ice, chips it up. And gets it into the zone, stopped by the Crush, and dumped right back to neutral ice. Bonin's got it now. He's got Lecompte with him. Shot just wide.
Good shot. Put it right through the defenseman's legs there.
And the River Kings, Lecompte has it, fighting for it in the corner. No, nifty move. Dumped it through. Shot tipped up high wide. People lost track of it. River Kings have it now. Dump it down behind the net. Wilhelm giving chase in the corner. give him battle. LeCompte got it. He comes out in front of the net.
That's
score!
Another goal by the NCAA D3 commit, S.J. LeCompte.
So
S.J. now with three goals on the weekend.
1:42 left in the period. River Kings 4, Crush 1. Minute 25 left on the matching minors. So we'll continue to skate 4-on-4 here for the rest, almost the rest of this period. River Kings, seems like they've got been a little bit of a struggle scoring goals, and something's lit a spark under him here to put 4 on the board here, 3 in this period.
Yeah, our coach usually says when we score 1, you know, it's like grapes, they come in bunches.
Nobody wants that puck. Sat there for about 5 seconds and nobody touched
weird.
It. River Kings slide the puck down in on goal now. Dump it down in behind the net, looking for a centering pass. Gets one top of the slot. Rip, save, rebound loose and cleared by the Crush.
Yeah, 4-on-4 hockey. Opens the ice up a little bit. Gives guys a little more room to skate and make some moves like SJ did there to put one in.
Yep. Crush come down, put one on net. Ayling with the save, gloves it, and stops play with a minute 12 left in the period. 55 seconds left on the matching minors. Face-off here coming to the glove side of Ayling. River Kings looking to control the puck. Crush come away with a shot. Save.
Oh, Ayling wasn't expecting that one.
Nope, that puck sat. It's kind of sat there low in the face-off circle, and the Crush player just kind of turned around, saw it, and just let it rip. And
yeah, last second,
save.
He got those pads down.
Chaus has it for the River Kings behind the net, chips it up, and gets it out of the zone. Crush collect it there. 1 minute left in the second period. Kazel's got it, rips it all the way down, fluttering shot, and Ayling's going to glove that and stop play with 54 seconds left in the period. 36 seconds left on the matching minors. River Kings 4, Crush 1. Face-off here coming up to the glove side of Ayling, and the Crush kind of come away. Oh, slides in. He just has the stick down, stops play. Didn't have any speed on it, but it was slide right to him, and he
usually
covers it up.
Usually the River Kings second periods are their slow periods, but, you know, I guess that's changed today.
Shots down into the corner. River Kings fighting for it back there. Center up, top of the faceoff circle. Shot, stick,
save.
River Kings trying to clear it, and they get it out of the harm's way. Cooper gets it and dumps it out to neutral ice. Kazel's got it for the Crush. Dumps it down into the zone. Pestered by Whitehead. He's trying to skate in and slides it in on Ayling. He holds the post and gloves it, covers it up, and we have a stoppage with 25.4 seconds left. 7 seconds left on the matching minors. Face-off here coming up to the glove side of Ayling, River King's goalie. Officials are looking to get the line set. And drop the puck, comes out to Castiana out at the point. He chips it over to Kazel, who's going to let one rip.
It's a great block by Bryce Cooper.
And the puck gets circled around the glass, pops up into the netting, and we have another stoppage. 16.6 seconds left in the period. Penalties are over. Both teams are back at full strength. Face-off here to the glove side of Ayling again. Cocky is in there with McNeish for the River Kings. Face-off comes out. River Kings come away with it. Chaus dumps it out to neutral ice. And the Crush chip it back in. Whitehead's got it. 7 seconds left in the period. He's going to be trying to just pin it behind. The River Kings do just pin it behind the net. And the corner, and we have a stop.
Well.
Stop it. And that's the end of the period. So, yep. Good productive second period for the River Kings.
Yeah, River Kings have the momentum right now. We'll see what the third period holds. Still a very exciting game on both sides.
So, just to recap the scoring there, River Kings, the Crush tie it up with a goal by Cocky with 1:32 of the period. And then the River Kings tally with 3. Semi 11:02. Texmo at 16-27 and LeCompte at 18-18 to give the River Kings their 4-1 lead. We're going to send our WIRI listeners back to the studio, and everybody else will see you in about 16 minutes.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
Central Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Folks, this is Paulette Carlson from Highway 101, and you're listening to Country Legends 24/7.
105.5 FM. Darling, were you listening when I called you late last night? Or did the sleep get in your eyes? Did it blind me from your sight? Oh, was your line with you? Was it hard for you to speak? And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? And did you tell her she was sleeping? That torn down, and the songs you always sang to me, oh, as I fall asleep, do they sound the same to her in the bed you made for me? And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? Did she light my satin cheeks, and did you sing her to sleep? And my pillow that she slept on, did it bring her sweet dreams? Did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? Their head.
Country Legends 24/7. Vern Gosden on his resume.
I went from Montgomery, Alabama to California and played out there for, I lived there 6 years. Then I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, went in the glass business and couldn't get it out of my blood, music. And at one point, because I did pretty good in the glass business, and I said I'm going to go to Nashville and pay for a session and try it just one more time. And I had a lot of nerve. I called Eddie, which I already knew, that was managing Emmylou. Yeah, and I said, I want to get Emmylou to help me do a session. And he says, well, I don't know, Vern. But he worked it out, and she flew to Nashville, did a session with me. It was hanging on, and yesterday's gone.
It's true, you have me twisted round your finger. It seems that's where I belong. You know how to hold me, to thrill me and control me. Just enough to keep me hanging on. Oh, just enough to keep me hanging on. My heart is like a yo-yo on a string. I'm tied to you, right or wrong. My love keeps a growing, 'cause your love keeps a showing. Just enough to keep me hanging on. To keep me hanging on. A love as strong as mine will make me do most anything. like hiding tears and heartaches and dreaming silly dreams. You got me where you want me. You keep stringing me along, just enough to keep me hanging on. Keep me hanging on.
Hi, this is Jeannie Kendall of the Kendalls, and plenty more great songs are on the way from Country Legends 24/7.
Should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. And to my surprise, she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
And Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wisconsin 105.5.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, wind chill advisory, a low of 9 below and wind chills of 20 below. For Monday, a high of 1 above, wind chills 20 to 25 below zero. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 2 degrees, a high near 10 on your Wednesday, and 11 for Thursday.
Right now, it's zero. Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the Southwood County Recreation Center for period number three between the Chicago Crush and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. So we've got a changing goal for the Crush. It looks like Andrew Young is in goal now for the Crush. So what are your thoughts on that second period there, James?
Yeah, I thought both teams came out fast, but, you know, once the River Kings put that one goal in, they just, you know, like I said earlier, it's like grapes. They come in bunches, and they picked it up and looking a lot better than yesterday, being able to find the back of the net.
Opened up the floodgates, and here we go, drop the puck, and we are off in the third period. The Crush dump it down in around behind the net. River Kings are going on from our left to our right on your radio dial. The Crush are going from right to left, and the River Kings have the puck, and they chip it up through neutral ice. And they're going to call icing is going to be the call. So stoppage of play with 19:43 left in the period. River Kings 4, Crush 1 as we get started here. We'll see. Things were got a little chippy there in that second period and had quite a few penalties called. And so we'll see how things kind of pan out here in the third period. Face off here to the glove side of Ayling. The Crush initially won it, and then the River Kings are able to dump it and clear it out all the way down on net. So Young has to make a save there. Puck gets chipped up here. River Kings looking to hold the zone. Crush dump it back in and around, rim it all the way around there. And are able to clear it to neutral ice. Cooper gets it over to Hill. Hill's able to chip it out to neutral ice. Semi's got it, looking for a rush up. LeCompte looking to hold the zone, but the puck gets chipped out to neutral ice. Beauchamp's got it there, gets it across to Semi, who gets it to Cooper, looking to dump it in, just shoots it on and stick the side and out to the corner, and the puck comes out to neutral ice. Cooper giving chase for the River Kings, dumps it all the way down in and around behind the goal. And then the Crush return the favor and dump it all the way around and out to neutral ice. Beauchamp collects it for the River Kings, turns around, stopped at neutral ice. Zalen's got it there. He chips it across ice, and Schaus collects it there for the River Kings and held in by the Crush and then taken away by the River Kings. Dente's got it with McNeish with a centering pass, and Dente just couldn't quite kick it up. And we have a hand in the air and an icing. It will be the call with 18:24 left in the period. Yeah, coming right down the slot. Just couldn't connect on that pass. There is River Kings looking to add to their total here now. So we got the offensive zone faceoff here. 18:24 left in the period. Stick side of Young. Young in goal for the Crush right now. And the Crush are able to get it out to neutral ice. And the River Kings dump it all the way back down in around behind the net. Going to get a couple of fresh legs on there. The Crush are able to touch up. Puck going down. They wave off icing. Whitehead's got it back there. He chips it up into the air. And River Kings unable to clear the zone. Puck back down behind the net. Whitehead's giving chase in the corner again, looking to pull it off the boards, looking to get it out, and the Crush are able to hold it, looking for a centering pass. They get one top of the slot, and the River Kings are able to clear and pull it out. River Kings have it now, breaking into the net, and shot on goal, almost long until they get hit post, and the net comes off the mooring. And the goalie just slides it back on. Play continues. And the puck comes out to neutral ice. And Crush have it there. Looking to get across. Day has it. Dumps it down into the corner. Hill collects it for the River Kings. Gets it across ice to Gruda, who gets it across ice to Dente, who's coming up with a head of steam. pestered, chipped by the defenseman, almost on net. And then the puck's being fought for in the corner here. I can't see any numbers. Bonin trying to come away with it. He does. Shot. Right over the top of the net. River Kings dump it down in, looking for a centering pass. Get it. Cross-ice pass. No deflection. And River Kings hold the zone. Wilhelm's got it now for the River Kings. Fighting in the corner. Dumps it down behind to Gruda. Gruda's got it.
Looking yeah, the Kings haven't been able to test the goalie out yet. Maybe one shot on.
Yeah, the River Kings still fighting for it in the corner. Wilhelm's got it. Taken away from him. The Crush get it out to neutral ice. And River King's trying
good
to hold.
Stick by Bonin. Good,
yeah. Otherwise, Day might have had a
breakaway.
Texmo's got it. Gets it across to Schaus. Schaus goes into the zone. Carries it in. Taken off of his stick. Texmo dumps it in behind the corner. Plays a little lumber. Rowe pulls it out front. Shot. Save. And the goalie must have it between his pads. He's not sure where it is, but it's not in the back of the net, and that's all he cares about.
Yep. Anywhere in those pads, whether it's lost or not.
So 16:02 left in the period, still 4-1 River Kings. River Kings win the faceoff. Looking to collect it. They've got it. Shot off the
quick
post.
Shot. Actually, I think that hit the goalie's knob.
Or the stick? Okay.
Yeah, hit the top of the knob
and
there. So
we have a stoppage in play here. Puck pops up save into the netting. That was a good save.
About an inch, a little higher, might have found the back of the net there.
15:49 left in the third period. River Kings with the puck in the offensive zone. Dump it down into the corner. And collected there by the River Kings. Wilhelm's got it. Tudich is in the slot. Can't get him the puck. Now he got it. Fans on the shot. And River Kings are going to have to retreat and get back on defense as the Crush dump it all the way down in. And they dump it in on Ehling, who's going to cover up as he had a couple of Crush players breathing down his neck. 15:27 left in the third period. 4-1 River Kings. And we'll have an offensive zone faceoff here for the Crush. Looks like glove side of Ehling. And faceoff won by the Crush. They collect it and dump it down in behind. Whitehead's trying to get back there for the River Kings. Crush player falls down
like
to the ice.
Penalty.
And
I'm
we got
sure
a penalty coming up.
Elbow, yeah.
Elbow.
I think I might be a little soft, but his elbow was up.
And we'll see who this is. It looks like it's going on the Crush. Number 15.
It's a soft call, in my opinion, but
Connor Hennef going to the penalty box for an elbow. 2 minute minor penalty at 15:17 left in the period. So the River Kings are going to have an offensive zone faceoff here now and on the power play with a 4-1 lead. So the Crush are able to win it, rim it all the way around, and LeCompte hustles over and gets it, so he's got it at the red line in neutral ice. Texmo's got it now,
drops it
for Semi, who runs down into the corner with it, and he's looking for a centering pass, and has it taken off of his stick. River King's fighting for it in the corner, and they're able to come away with it. Gets it out to LeCompte in the faceoff circle all the way across ice. Back to Hill at the top. LeCompte.
Great puck movement.
Oh, good deflection, just wide. LeCompte's got it again. Hill's got it at the point now. Gets it across to Tudich. Cross the top. Oh, great save. And
it's going to be a goal. It's going to be Texmo's second goal of the night.
Rebound got left out there, and Texmo is all by himself in the slot and was able to bury it.
LeCompte actually had a great one-timer there. I think Chemi blocked it, but turned out for the better anyways.
So pass across ice, shot, great initial save, and then the puck got deflected. That was a thank you very much goalie down on the ground, nothing but net, and he buried it. So 14:37 left in the third period, and the River Kings are up 5-1.
Goal scored by number 18, Joe
Hexmo gets the goal and puts the River Kings up 5-1. River Kings now. McNeish has it back down around behind there, and we'll go on with play. Upton's on the ice. He's got the puck.
That's
the first time
hard.
I've seen him tonight, and the River Kings have the puck down in the offensive zone. Puck gets deflected up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 14:10 left in the period. Am I right on that? That's the first time I've seen Upton out on the ice tonight,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he's not had much playing time, but...
Well, when you're up 5-1, that's a chance to give some guys some playing time.
Yeah, let everybody play.
River Kings, Bryceland's fighting for it. And almost had it by himself out in the slot and then had it taken off of his stick. And the River Kings are unable to hold the zone. But Bagnoli comes back with a head of steam and takes the puck off the ice.
Oh,
loses
lost an edge.
And coughs up the puck. Crush have it now, looking for a centering pass. Fanned on the shot, and the River Kings are able to get it back behind the net and are able to clear it out to neutral ice.
You know, there's two ladies up behind the Crush goalie. I'm not sure if they have anything to do with all the goals scored, but, oh, that's going to be a goal for the Crush.
Yeah, wraparound. Is that Day?
Great movement. I think that is Day.
Yeah, he circled around. He got the puck when River Kings lost an edge. He got the puck and got Ayling to commit to one side, and he wrapped around from Ayling's glove side and stuffed it in. 13:33 left in the period, and it's 5-2 River Kings. Crush win the initial faceoff here. Up, chip down in. And they're playing behind the net. Centering pass out front, and the River Kings are able to get it out to the point. Then dumped in off the back net, or off the back boards, and puck's bouncing around back behind the net. And Crush are looking to come away with it. They're fighting for it. And now we have a penalty coming up.
I'm not sure who's going to be on here.
It's going to be on the Crush. Roughing.
Yeah, it looked like Lucas Whitehead was down, and he gave him a push to the head. That's what that call will be. But up by 3 goals, River Kings. Doesn't mean the game's never over till it's over, though.
Day, the Crush leading scorer, the one that just put in the goal, he's the one in the penalty box. 2 minutes for roughing. 13:04 left in third period. River Kings get the offensive zone faceoff here now with the stick side of Young. So River Kings unable to collect that one, hold the zone, and they pop, shoot it back down in. And the Crush are able to dump it all the way down in. Ayling's out of the net. And
yeah, a little miscommunication there, it looked like.
And so the River Kings have it now, breaking out of the zone, coming up through neutral ice.
Coming through.
And he's limited.
Quick shot.
Deflected high and wide, held in at the point by Chaus. Gets it back to Bryceland, looking for Beauchamps in the slot, unable to get through the defense. And the puck gets chipped up and bounces, and Chaus is unable to hold the zone. He gets it across to Bryceland at neutral ice, and the River Kings regroup. Gets it back to Cooper, coming up with a head of steam, coming across the blue line. Dumps it back for the point to Chaus. He's got it. Looking
open,
shot.
Hope. Big save.
Big save. Not really any traffic in front.
Chaus losing an edge on the blue line. The blue line monster got him there.
The blue line monster. They reach out. They're
He's
nasty.
There. He's there sometimes.
Chaus. Oh, puck off bounces off the glass and over the top of the net. And
big hit down low, Beauchamp.
River Kings hold it at the point. Bryceland lets one through, hits a stick, knocks a stick out of the Crush player's hand, and the puck gets dumped all the way down, and Ayling gets it and plays it around to Bryceland. Being forechecked by the Crush, they come away with the puck, looking for something. They've got it, gets it centering pass right down the slot. Shot saved by Ayling, and the River Kings are able. And the River Kings are
still having trouble in front.
Yeah, they turn the puck over.
Wide open.
Himself.
Save
Ayling.
Jude Ayling.
Another centering pass. Another one. Save Ayling. Both teams at full strength. That was short-handed, the Crush were...
Offside.
Short-handed, the Crush were putting pressure on the... There, I'm not sure that's going to make Coach Petchman very happy, but